Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit frustrating that we don't get to play the new rules in Sigerson as well, just to really see how we could flow from one game to another without thinking about it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Erling Haaland commits to Manchester City beyond his 34th birthday. The Norwegian is set to gain a new strike partner in the coming days. And Amad Diallo comes to Manchester United's rescue once again. First today, Erling Haaland has committed the majority of his playing career to Manchester City. The Norwegian striker was originally contracted to the Premier League champions until 2027, but he's now signed improved terms, which will keep him at the Etihad until 2034. By the time his new contract expires, Haaland will be 34. Without sharing specifics, The Athletic have described Haaland's new contract as among the most lucrative sporting contracts ever. It's reported that he'll earn a basic income of £500,000 per week. A release clause will only come into effect in 2029. Haaland spoke about his new contract to City's media team this morning.
Yeah, I'm super happy. I'm proud. And it's difficult to put words on because it is a big moment and everything. And what I am is I am happy, and that's the right words to use. So I'm super proud and happy, and I look forward to staying there for a long time.
Was it an easy decision for you to make?
Yeah, in the end, speaking with the people I spoke with, in the end, the hungriness and the support also I've been getting for the last couple of years from the board, from all the bosses, and from Pep, in the end it wasn't an easy decision, I'm delighted.
Haaland will soon have more competition for a starting place. However, City have agreed a fee of €80 million with Eintracht Frankfurt for their Egyptian striker Omar Marmoush. A 3.5-year deal's on the table, but City don't want Marmoush involved in tonight's Bundesliga game against Borussia Dortmund. Beating them to the Etihad will be Abdoubekir Kousanov and Victor Hayes, both of whom are due to undergo their medicals at Manchester City today. City have also made inquiries regarding Juventus left-back Andrea Cambiasso. However, a deal is not as close as some have reported, and City may have to wait until the summer to land the 24-year-old. Amad Diallo single-handedly rescued Manchester United from further embarrassment last night. A 12-minute hat-trick at the close of the game saw United come from behind to beat bottom side Southampton 3-1 at Old Trafford. Despite the win, Ruben Amorim says there's plenty for his players and himself to work on.
I need to improve the training, sometimes the recovery of the players, I don't know. I have to help them. But after these two games were really hard on the team, and sometimes we are tired, not just the body but the mind. But like I said, it's a different game. We have to press more. The space is bigger. We are discomfortable in the game, and then if we don't manage the ball for so long, we suffer, and we feel it in the first half. Southampton left 3-3 in the back, and we couldn't use that space. We lost the duel. So I understand the game, I can see the game, I will watch it, and I will try to help the team improve.
Diallo brought his goal tally for the season to 9 last night, and he's also provided 7 assists for his teammates. It's 4 years since the Ivorian joined from Atalanta, and he's had loan spells at Sunderland and Rangers in between. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, United We Stand's Andy Mitten revealed it was a game against Manchester City that helped convince United to swoop for the player.
They felt that he wasn't quite consistent enough. And it wasn't just him, it was Facundo Palestri as well.
Oh, yes.
And there were times when these lads, you know, they'd get 4 or 5 games, wouldn't fully cut it. I spoke to people at Sunderland, and as Jonathan said, top, top player. It's been really nice to see Sunderland fans celebrating how well he's been doing. Before that, he had a very difficult loan at Rangers.
Mm.
But I spoke to the people who did that loan, and they're like, difficult, but there is such thing as a bad loan being a good loan, because you can learn how bad the other side of football is and what it's like when you're out of favour and you're not getting a chance and you're getting stick. He's really exciting. It's the reason Man United bought him, and credit here should go to John Murta, who's been criticised a lot, for pushing that deal through, and to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer for pushing that deal through, because they got hammered for it. Because it cost a lot of money. But they built a very good relationship with Atalanta, where he came from. They first spotted him playing against Manchester City in the Europa Youth League, destroying Manchester City for Atalanta. And they're like, yeah, we like the look of this lad, but obviously cost a lot of money. Lots of complications getting him out of Italy. I remember speaking to John, and he said he just had a picture sent to him by a man from the British consulate in Rome, going, I've got my papers, I'm coming. And he's coming now. You know, he's really, really lifting Man United. Got the winner against Liverpool in the FA Cup last year. And yeah, he's doing well, but I still think he's got a long, long way to go as well.
You can hear that full chat with Andy Mitten by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Meanwhile, Nathan was at Portman Road last night, where he caught up with Ireland defender Dara O'Shea. He gave an update on his injured Ipswich teammate Chidoze Ogbeni.
Plenty of familiar faces as well. When I booked my flights, I thought there might be half a dozen Irish playing tonight. It really hasn't worked out. How are Chio and Sammy and the lads getting on? They're obviously
Chio has a longer term injury, and you know, Chio, he's happy as ever, and you know, he's doing really well and he's progressing well as well. And I think his positivity, you know, for us, even looking at him being in a tough situation mentally, you know, to be as positive as he is in that situation and to be working hard, and you know, he's there all hours in the training ground and he's trying to get himself back fit, which is a credit to him. You know, hopefully he can really push on and get his recovery right.
Watford manager Tom Cleverley has described James Abankra as the type of defender they've been missing. Abankra celebrated his 21st birthday by signing a new contract at Udinese until 2029 and immediately has moved on loan to their sister club. The former St. Pat's man joins his Udinese teammate Fessy Ebiseli at Vicarage Road, with fellow Ireland under 21 international Rocco Vatta already at the club. Cleverley says Abankra goes straight into contention for tomorrow's game against Derby.
Abankra is a really good profile for being able to defend in a four. Brings us speed, physicality. I can see after 2 days he values the art of defending. So again, another good profile to be able to flirt between 3-4. He's a real, they're two promising ones to return to the squad or be added to the squad, and hopefully a couple more will give us that fresh injection that we need now. It was one that we were completely aligned on. It's not sort of a project, or we identified him as a player that is the perfect profile for what we're missing. He's one that the Udinese manager actually was quite desperate to keep, but we feel like he can add more value to us, and I'm pleased he's come and joined us.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is holding talks over becoming the next manager of Turkish club Beşiktaş. Solskjaer has been out of management since November 2021, when he was sacked by Manchester United. The Norwegian had 2 top 4 finishes in his 2 full seasons with United, and he got them to the Europa League final in 2021 when they were beaten by Villarreal in a penalty shootout. Beşiktaş have been on the lookout for a new manager since November after parting ways with Giovanni van Bronckhorst. Diogo Jota has emerged as a doubt for Liverpool's Premier League game away to Brentford tomorrow. The man who rescued a point for Liverpool away to Nottingham Forest on Tuesday night complained of a niggle after the City Ground trip, and he didn't train yesterday. At the other end of the pitch, Liverpool have kept just 1 clean sheet in their last 7 games, and manager Arne Slot knows they need to tighten up at the back if they want to get over the line in the title race.
I wouldn't say it's a concern, but it's also not what we want, because it was one of our strengths also in the beginning of the season that we kept a lot of clean sheets. But it's every time the same what I'm saying now. So we've talked about the strikers or the attackers sometimes having a bit of difficulties to score. I think if I look at the amount of chances we give away in the last 7 games, and I look at this, how many chances we gave away in all the games before, I don't see many difference. The only difference is that the team we are facing at the moment, so Forest, for example, they had one serious shot on target, and that was a goal. That is not normal in football, and this has happened to us. United had maybe 3 good chances against us, scored 2. Tottenham had hardly any chance except for the one when Ali lost the ball, and the one chance they had in the end, they scored. So that is, like with strikers, sometimes a phase in the season where you hardly concede anything, but still they score. I've said already, Crystal Palace away, that we beat 1-0 10 minutes before the end. They went on a 1-v-1 against Fitz, which was a bigger chance maybe than some goals we've conceded recently. So that is also, sometimes you're a bit lucky that and sometimes your goalkeeper makes a great save. But like the amount of chances we create, we hardly concede a chance, and that has been the same for the whole season. But when it comes to collecting points, I also see a bit of a difference at the moment compared to the beginning of the season.
Benjamin Sesko's agent has poured several buckets of cold water on links with Arsenal, with Mikel Arteta actively seeking striker reinforcements this month. The RB Leipzig striker had been a rumoured target for the North London club. However, Sesko's agent says Leipzig will be unwilling to sell for any price this month, with the 24-year-old having only signed the new contract in the summer. And Renee Slager says it's a wonderful honour to be appointed the permanent manager of the Arsenal women's team. She stepped up from the assistant coach's position when Jonas Eidevall left the club in October. Since then, under Slager's, Arsenal have gone on a 10-match unbeaten run in all competitions, drawing only once. That led to her being crowned WSL Manager of the Month for December.